Lord Jesus, fulfill your promise, or pour out your Holy Spirit on me that I might speak your truth. Pour out your Spirit on all of us that our hearts might be open to believe. Amen. The word of God for our study today is the appointed epistle lesson, Ephesians chapter 2, beginning at verse 14. I would encourage you to open up your pew Bibles here. I always think that the epistles are a little bit harder. There's not a nice story to remember as we're going through the message. So I'd encourage you to open up your pew Bibles and follow along as I read it. And then to keep your Bibles open through the course of the message. And if I catch you reading your Bible someplace else, that's okay too. So let's open up our Bibles to Ephesians chapter 2, verse 14. So the Apostle Paul, writing to the Christians in Ephesus, speaks about Jesus, our Savior. For he himself is our peace, who has made the two groups one and has destroyed the barrier, the dividing wall of hostility, by setting aside in his flesh the law with its commands and regulations. His purpose was to create in himself one new humanity out of the two, thus making peace, and in one body to reconcile both of them to God through the cross, by which he put to death their hostility. He came and preached peace to you who are far away, and peace to those who are near. For through him we both have access to the Father by one Spirit. Consequently, you are no longer foreigners and strangers, but fellow citizens with God's people and also members of his household, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the chief cornerstone. In him, the whole building is joined together and rises to become a holy temple in the Lord. And in him, you too are being built together to become a dwelling in which God lives by his Spirit. This is the word of the Lord. Today we're not only celebrating the outpouring of the Holy Spirit on Pentecost and the outpouring of the Holy Spirit on us, but we're also celebrating the miracle that the Holy Spirit has created. We call it the Holy Christian Church. And over the next 3 weeks, we are going to look at God's church and this miracle that the Holy Spirit has created. Today, we just want to celebrate this incredible miracle that we call the Holy